Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, 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 Dr. Listney. How are you doing, Dr. Listney? Great. No, too late. No, that's you, by the way. Yes, we're coming. This is Welcome to the Lil Show, London Improv Live, a weekly comedy podcast and radio show on K2K Radio, which we edit down for your podcasting pleasure. But today's different. We're not on K2K Radio. We're doing this show live from the London Improv Room above a pub. Yeah! That's right. London Improv Theatre. Very classy affair. There's bloody tablecloths. That's hardcore. And the table numbers are on little playing cards on an easel. Some would say pretentious. I would say hipster. Thank you. Perfect. It's beautiful. It's trendy. It's gorgeous. There's candlelight. There's a stage. And I've got my own face on a t-shirt. But look, I'd like to start the show with a little rumination, a thought of the day. And it's an interesting one. Today, I went to get my hair cut earlier.
No.
Yeah. Was it closed? Dickhead, shut up. And it's not the end of the story either. Went to get my hair cut, and there was a guy, it was on my local hairdressers where I've been going since I was a kid, and there was a guy waiting. So it was like school time, so loads of kids getting their haircuts. And so it was quite busy, and there was a queue, about half an hour. And the guy in front of me in the queue was an old friend of mine who I haven't spoken to for 2 years, because we fell out. We fell out really hard. Yeah. Fuck him. We have very opposing political views. He's a bit UKIP-y. And this was during like the European elections and the, I think it was even general election time. But we'd been friends since we were little kids. So you know what it's like when you grow up with someone, you know, their family affects their beliefs and stuff. But that was becoming infuriating because UKIP were growing and growing and he was more leaning towards that way. I don't know if he ever went full UKIP, hard UKIP. It was more like a soft spreadable UKIP. But then he snogged a girl I was in love with. And he knew how I felt as well. And that was a big... Such a UKIP thing to do from the audience. Very good. So there, that's why we fell out. And I didn't speak to him for 2 years. And he was there. And I was like, how do I not bump into... He lives around the corner from me and I haven't bumped into him for 2 years. And then I'm in a queue with him. The most British UKIP thing you could be doing, queuing orderly. And I forgave him. Aww. And I said, because, you know, after 2 years, the pain leaves. You don't forget what happened, but the pain is kind of leaves, the anger. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to be your best mate, but we made amends, and it felt good. And so I recommend that to anyone here. If you have someone you've been holding a grudge against or...
Go and have your hair cut.
Go get your hair cut. Now I want to introduce my co-hosts, Luke Valvona, Alex Sibright.
Hello.
Hello.
That's a lovely, lovely touching story you told there about a haircut cue thing.
Thank you.
I felt really sort of moist.
What is more UKIP than queuing?
Yeah, I already made that
racism.
Joke. Yes, that's a good point. Queuing for a segregated water fountain. It's pretty UKIP.
So, what are we doing, Talal?
I want your.
What are we doing?
Doing a Lil Show Live.
Oh.
Lil Show Lounge.
Is that what it is?
The Lil Show Lounge.
We're doing that again, are we?
It's been alliterated to TLS Lounge.
TLS Lounge.
2.
I remember the time we had the Dungeons and Dragons, we did that, and it ended up being Lidl.
Yeah. London Improv Dungeons Live.
Yeah.
Lidl.
Yeah.
And then we added an Aldi because it was all London Dungeons Improv. So it became the Lidl of Aldi. And that was with Improvessional, who we're going to see later today. That's one of my favorite episodes.
TLS.
Lounge.
The little.
So have you ever forgiven anyone, guys?
No. I hold grudges like a motherfucker. Already.
Really?
Yeah.
He's incredibly pissed off because we're running half an hour late.
Absolutely.
Well, we've dropped an act, so we've got time.
Oh, so we're fine. We could have like finished early, but now we're just not going to finish tight. Is that what you're saying? Tight. This is going on a while, isn't it? This intro's going on quite some time, isn't it? Luke, how do you think this intro's going? Really long?
Yeah.
Do you want to introduce a guest?
Okay, we'll introduce some guests, shall we? Our first guests of the night are Leanna Wigginton and Angela Pollard! Woo! Welcome!
Hey, thanks for joining us.
Hi. You're welcome.
You guys are, of course, Sandy and Danny.
We are.
Yes.
And you're also Skanky Foxes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Protein Mice, which is coming soon.
Is that a new one?
To a YouTube near you.
Can we get the elevator pitch for Protein Mice?
Yeah, sure. So my aunt had a mouse that was in her garage, and he was a large mouse, and he'd been snacking on her son's protein shake. And I thought, that's fucking brilliant.
I was like, let's do a web series.
Yeah. So seeing as it's become our thing to just like play animals, we played mice. And we thought, you know, the whole doping scandal, you know, enhancing drugs thing. Yeah, why not play protein mice that are competing for the Olympics.
Mice Olympics.
Yeah, the Mouse Olympics.
Mice Olympics.
And Angela plays my coach, and I don't know she's doping me with protein shakes.
Ooh.
Is she a mouse as well?
Yes.
Oh, fucking
a naughty mouse.
You wouldn't have a human coaching a mouse, would you?
Well, the size she gets, maybe.
Yeah.
But your previous YouTube project and ongoing is Skanky Foxes.
Yes, Skanky
Anyone
Foxes.
Anyone seen Skanky Foxes? Anyone want to pretend like they have?
Yeah!
If you don't know, it's a really funny YouTube video about like London foxes, the
it's
ones
about,
who rip
two,
apart our bins and
two,
stuff.
Yeah, two skanky foxes that terrorised Leanna's garden.
And it's amazing. I do story. Recommend it. But what are we here?
I reckon some of the crowd thought you were just insulting them at the beginning when you said,
skanky
said
fox,
their names.
Skanky foxes.
Well, they don't know me very well if that's what they thought. Because if I wanted to insult them, you'd know about it. Like, where do you get your trousers from? Space?
For the benefit of the listeners, she's wearing space trousers.
Okay, so Angela and Leanna are here to kick us off in the traditional Lil Show fashion with the blues. We like to start the show with the blues because we like to find out what's been getting you low, what's been getting you down, because there's only up from there, isn't there, folks? So
sometimes. Sometimes, it is.
It's all right.
Grudges and all that, you know.
I want to ask our guests, what's been getting you down this week? Anything been upsetting you this week? We're not asking the audience.
Guests, that's yes. Why we don't ask you lot.
I think someone it is obvious.
You want something personal, something that's...
Yeah. Oh, I've got something. I lost my engagement ring.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's very upsetting.
Does that mean the marriage is off?
2 weeks yesterday, there was a segment on Six Music about people who lost their rings. I emailed in hoping that someone might like.
Wait, there's a segment on a radio show about people who've lost rings
daily.
Yeah, it was an accident on the show, and it became a segment. I was like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna like." Oh, sorry, can I swear?
Yes.
I have now.
Fuck
sorry.
It.
And I thought I'm just gonna. But I emailed in too late. No one responded.
Aww.
Yeah, but if anyone was in between Warwick Avenue and Plaistow about 2 weeks last Wednesday, it's a really beautiful ring. It looks like a crown of a fairy, one of a kind. I am really upset about its listing.
How much is it worth?
I have no idea.
You know what?
I also a month's wages, isn't it? A month's wages is the tradition.
Yeah. I have to add as well, obviously, this podcast will go out late, so 2 weeks ago is going to be what?
4 weeks.
4 weeks.
Someone find it.
Running quite bad.
Can I just
say? Sometime in 2017, in early 2017, if you were in that area, look for a ring.
Look for a ring.
Just to add value to the person who finds it, Rob did actually design...
He's still willing to marry me, guys.
He still wants to marry me. How do you lose a wedding ring?
I don't know. It was very cold.
It's an engagement ring.
I don't know.
That's how you lose it.
The worst part is it was going to follow. It was going to double up as my wedding ring. So I don't wear it. It's just
cheap,
all awful.
Cheap. That is cheap.
I was at a pub.
No, it's not cheap.
It's quite cheap.
No wonder you lost
it. I don't need two rings on these fingers. Look how small they are.
They are diddy fingers. Yeah. Look at those.
Half your finger would be taken up if you had two rings. Yeah.
I lost my ring at a party the other day. I was dancing away and it came flying off. And I fucking went to the DJ. I said, stop the music. I turned the lights on. This is at a house party in East London. And I got everyone to get on their knees and look for that fucking ring. And I didn't let the party carry on. And I saw this guy tripping out trying to dance. And I said, get on the floor! Find my ring!
He's that guy.
We found it.
Oh, good.
I get married.
Don't lose it tonight, for God's sake.
So we're going to sing the Losing My Engagement Ring Blues. I'm going to give Alex Sibright this slide whistle.
Thank you. Remember how difficult this was.
Yeah, if you need someone to hold your mic,
he'll
get a solo at one point. He doesn't need it right away. He'll have a solo.
I'll tap you.
I'm going to play this harmonica, and Luke's got a uke.
Yes. So I have.
And we're going to go round robin. Who wants to start?
I'll do.
Yes! So we present to you the Lost Engagement Ring Blues.
Well, I was walking down the street with a ring on my finger. And I had it stolen by a UKIP right winger. And the thing that hurt the most was I went to a comedy gig and it was a bringer.
Well, look at me here right now. Guess what? I'm getting married.
Oh,
lucky me. I've got lots of rings from my boyfriend he made, so I can just have them carried. He made me 38 rings. I've lost them all now. God, I'm such a clumsy, stupid fucking cow.
Slide whistle solo!
Oh yeah, play it.
Trick I learned last week. Go on, ready?
That's the blues.
Thank you.
Oh Lord, at last, 38 rings down the drain.
Down the drain. Hey.
I keep looking for them, and oh my God, it's a pain. When I climb down the drain, I get covered in gook. And I really think I should have just taken off the hook. Oh, yeah. I lost my engagement ring, guys. I'm gonna cry about it loads later again.
Damn shame.
Oh, Angela, baby, I want you to know. When I was a small girl, I lost my It was my mother's ring.
Oh my.
She was changing my nappy and she just lost it.
Ukulele solo, please!
Play it, Luke. My slide whistle's better.
Nice. Check out Skanky Foxes on YouTube. Sydney
yeah.
Club.
Don't Google Ooh. It.
Alex, are you ready for our next segment?
Of course I am. I'm
all right.
Ready.
Well, our next segment involves the wonderful skills of Classic Andy. Classic Andy to the stage, please. Woohoo! We got James Haskin. We got Audra. We've just met today. Hello, James Whittaker.
Hello.
And Jennifer.
Hello.
Hello, welcome. Thank you for joining us. Sorry I gave the gents second names. It's only because I know them. you guys done the little show loads, right?
Yeah.
Except for you two.
Yeah. Neither of them have done it before.
Which is great. This is what the little show's all about, bringing peeps together, yep. Isn't it? Right?
It's always like this. Always in front of an audience and uncomfortable. And
shut soft. Up, Alex!
And with an overbearing host. What's in wow. this? What's in this drink?
I don't know what's in it. You ordered it.
For the benefit of the audience, Alex has a
Alex,
a
get ready. You're doing the next part. What? We're going to play a little something called Newsish.
For the benefit of the listeners, me and James Whittaker just headbutted each other.
So into it, guys.
That's how excited Great. They are.
That's how good my jingles are. Newsish is the portion of the show where we take a news story from the week and then we talk about that news story from the week and then,
yes.
then we do some improv based on our discussion inspired by what we talked about from that news story from the week. Alex Sivright, yep. give us the news.
Okay, buddy, here it comes. Guess who forgot to find a story earlier? Coronation Street is television's longest running soap and occasionally the rudest, and it seems that fans of the show aren't the only ones who've been aware of the sometimes awkward double meanings of the script. Evidence from the show's old home at the former Granada Studios on Key Street have unearthed a secret wall of smut where snippets of script have been posted, presumably by cast and crew members, which paint the characters in a very different light. The unofficial notice board was uncovered by an urban explorer. Say, The Mirror, who visited the old TV site, which has been vacant since filming of the soap moved to Media City UK in 2014. So basically, this guy's broken into the old studios and found a wall that's got rude-ish things like Owen saying, "Let's sort out these knobs." Sally saying, "Hear me out, Mr. Foster has a very attractive package." Becky, "I press random buttons and hope for the best."
Filth. Absolutely.
I think this
filth.
Happens at most workplaces, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they have like a wall of smut.
Yeah.
Yeah. When approached by the Manchester Evening News, a spokesman for the show declined to comment. But a source said, they're very old scripts, nearly 7 years old. So, what intrigues me about that more than anything is the fact that I found that just by flicking my phone on and not actually doing any research on that at all.
Alex Sivright with the news there.
I'm that good. Urban explorer, that's what gets me.
Oh, yeah. What is an urban explorer? That's just the parkour guy, right? Who...
like, the urban fox has got to be
like
the ultimate.
It's like an archaeologist, but lame, I think. Like a lame
What's
archaeologist.
Why is it lamer?
Well, it's not fun. It's just, like, going outside and going, oh, look, a building. I'll break into it. Yeah. Oh, look, here's some shit. It's mine now.
If you do any digging, you're just going to end up with sewage or a gas explosion.
Or some porn, I guess.
Yeah. Well, porn's everywhere, isn't it? Porn's everywhere. Can't walk through a forest without picking up a sheet of the sun. I mean, you do it.
Porn is everywhere. You're living in a protected world. You're living wrapped in bubble wrap. There's porn everywhere.
It's all around us.
I once walked through a forest and resisted the temptation to pick up porn.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's not like you.
So you can walk through a forest without picking up porn.
I didn't say picking it up, just seeing it. Like,
oh, seeing it. Oh.
You know, just get a stick.
Is that why they call it Sherwood Forest? Because you're sure to get some wood?
No. Sure. Oh, I liked it, though. It was a good pun.
No,
kind of a good pun.
Don't encourage him.
That's why they call it the nude forest. No.
So urban explorer, I do like that idea, an urban explorer. It's a guy with like a wide-brimmed like leather hat and a leather trench coat.
And a whip.
And a whip and a machete. I can't talk about that today. no one reads the papers? Okay.
I do. I read the stories about smut on the walls.
Guys, this is news-ish. We've got to be focusing on the topic, news.
Okay. So like an Indiana Jones type, but what could he possibly want from an urban environment?
Shall we find out?
I don't know. Yeah, shall we? Well, yeah, anything you want. If you want to take it away, we're going to do improv scenes, by the way, during this show. But unlike what you might have seen before, we're going to do it sat down. So
because we're very lazy.
We're going to use the theatre of the mind. If you want to just sit back and close your eyes and paint a picture in your head of what's going on, or just look at us. And if anyone wants to initiate a scene, fucking go for it, because I'm done.
Dear diary, it has been an awful day on set today. I found myself persecuted by Deirdre, and I know not why. And yet there is light at the tunnel. The upcoming plot seems like I could be the hero. I'm not sure about this, you know, Carruthers. Scrawl written by somebody, even though it makes me speak in a northern accent, is quite confusing. It's almost like hieroglyphs.
I don't understand any of it. It's all, Greek to me, but I mean that in a figure of speech, not literally.
Well, because you don't speak Greek, do you?
No, I speak none of it.
No,
Latin, but that sort of makes sense of what you just said. Anyway, point being, this makes absolutely no sense to me.
Why would somebody document something like this?
I don't know.
And it's so flaccid.
Yes.
We see two men in a dark alleyway staring at a wall. There's letters written nonsensically on the wall that they were previously reading, clearly, but it's lit like a noir film, so they're like shadows. Dun, dun, dun.
Just move out of my light for a second. There's a passage here at the bottom that might be quite interesting. Oh, shit. They killed me off.
Oh, God.
God, somebody...
Do you seek the secrets of Coronation Street?
Did you hear that?
Do you seek the secrets of Coronation?
A little tiny 2 foot tall door opens at the base of the wall and you see a little face poking out of it.
My God, I've never seen one that small before.
No, he's rather intriguing, isn't he? Hello.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
I can show you things that you can't imagine.
His face is shiny like a pearl.
I don't know about you, Carruthers.
Follow me.
Well, should we do it? I think we should do it. Let's go. Let's go, Carruthers. This could be the discovery of the century.
I'm already in. I'm halfway in. No, come, follow me.
Well, yeah, we'll move your fat ass and get out of the way. Come on.
This is the sound of people moving.
Excuse me, Mr. Shiny Pearl Man. I can't quite
keep
see
moving.
You.
You've got,
okay, yes.
We're on our way. Don't worry.
There's a sudden drop and they fall into a... Not a very long distance into a cavernous room, echoey chamber.
I thought that was going to be a lot worse than it was.
Worse.
And they find our mysterious character, cross-legged on the floor, stroking a reel of film.
I bet you'd like to know what's on this film.
Ill, ma'am.
That was the whole point of following you down here. Carruthers, look at this tiny, pearly man. Isn't he funny?
Oh, my goodness, you're hilarious.
But we are here to learn about Soap's past.
But are you ready to learn about Soap's past?
I've got a bachelor's in soaps, so I think I'm pretty much equipped to deal with this sort of thing.
He pulls his bachelor out of his pocket to show
it. I always carry it around. Here it is, framed for
Hello.
You.
Hello, there's Cyril
your
the bachelor.
Your mind may be ready, but is your heart?
Art.
It's not a very big room for that kind of echo, is it?
Don't question the tiny pearl man and his celluloid reel. Good God.
God.
Tell us the truth, for God's sake.
Look at this. I'm just going to load it up.
Up. That is one big load. It's taken a while.
Where's he getting the power from?
You see like 3,000 hamster wheels running and they're powering the projector.
Oh, look, it's very analog. That's great.
Do you recognize any of the faces you see before you?
And it's all the 1976 cast of Coronation Street sitting around in the break room having a laugh with each other.
I didn't know she spoke.
And they're talking about stuff that happened on set.
Hey, I tell you what, though, what he did that day. Oh, he got his cock out, and my God, what he did with it, right? He whipped it round his belt and put it like a belt buckle. It was unbelievable.
Well, there's nothing. I was doing a scene with... I'll do my accent when he says action. I was doing a scene with Shirley, and she put nipple tassels on, and every time I had to say my lines... She whipped her bra off and waved about her nipple tassels.
Aye, Shirley'll do that.
Oh, I've got a gimp suit.
Shut up, gimp. Oh, get back in the box.
Go on. Go on, William Roach, get in there.
Hey, I've not got quite enough lube on me gooch. Would you mind helping me out there?
Well, this is quite surprising, Samson.
I'm shocked, Carruthers. I didn't even know that they knew the word gooch on Coronation Street.
An orgy ensues on the screen in front
of
you. Oh, wow. Gooch. He's really that big? Oh, gosh.
Do you know what? This is what's been missing from our era. I mean, we really... It's a lost art. Gooch. I don't know.
I see Pearly Face Man. Could you turn the volume up? This is a good bit.
Gooch. Sphincter.
Betty's hot pot.
Tick, 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 tick.
Do you know what's funny? Those aren't words that I'd normally get off on.
No. Me neither. I'm normally a sort of a pineapple man, to be honest.
Nope. Well, I always thought you were a pineapple man, Carruthers. But this is beside the point. Look, pearly-faced man is beckoning to us.
This is just the first reel. There are 49 more to go.
49?
Oh God, this is the reason I got into urban searching and discovery in the first place.
Exploration.
Thank you, Echo.
50 years of undocumented Coronation Street smut.
Completely undocumented.
The public isn't ready for it.
Are you ready to see more orgies?
We are ready. This is why we came into the game in the first place.
Follow me through this tunnel.
More tunnels? Okay. Carry on. Follow Pearly Face Man, brothers.
Oh, he's gone. You've gone.
And they fall through a hole in that next tunnel. They land in another chamber, and there's a mass of skeletons all in various sexual positions. And it's the eternal orgy of the Coronation cast. And that scene. Thank you very much. Classic Andy, everybody. Thank you. Woo! Amazing, thank you so much, guys. Rapid fire guests. Oh my God, we're flying through them. Okay, I'm super excited about this next bit. We're gonna do something very special and close to my heart. It's my new favorite section of the show, and actually I'm gonna ask Alex and Luke to fuck off for this bit.
Bye.
Bye.
That's why it's his favorite part of the show.
It is my favourite part of the show, yeah, because I get to tell them no. It's because you'll be coming back shortly with some more improv players to do improv, to improvise. Sorry, people don't like it when you say do improv, but... Fuck. To improvise on what's about to happen. What's about to happen is a segment called Daddy Issues, where we interview my dad, Mustafa Karkuti. He's a very special man to me. obviously. No, he's a dickhead. He had a really interesting upbringing. He grew up in Syria, in northern Syria, in Latakia, and stories that are very mundane and dull to him are fucking fascinating to us. And also, we learn a lot about how we're all the fucking same. Kids are kids anywhere. And you know what? I'm saying all this. He's going to come up and tell us a story about last week. Who knows what happens to this improv? But I want to welcome to the stage Mustafa Karkouti, please. Yes. Hey, Dad. How are you, man? Have a seat. Have a seat. He looks like a walrus. Yes. Let's lift your feet up. Dad. Come on. Pretend Mum's hoovering. There we go. One more. One more. One more. One more. There we go. Very good. Now hold that. Very good.
Okay.
This guy over here. Look at this guy. Look at this guy. Yes, he has a big moustache, looks like a walrus, beautifully handsome, very tanned, he's very dark. Scott Capura would love you. Yeah. And interviewing him today is a very special guest. But before that, let's bring up Lou Spree. They're going to help with something. Get up here, Lou Spree. Lou Spree back on stage. Take a seat, boys. Take a seat. Grab a mic. Take a seat. Hello, Lou Spree. Say hello to Dad. Come on. Be polite.
Hello, Mom. Mustafa.
Hey.
Hey. All right. Chill out. Can we have a quick word?
Oh, yeah. What's up?
Right. I don't mean to be rude, but can we make this quick?
Do what you want. Do what you want.
Really could do with a shit.
Oh.
And I need a wee.
Okay.
But it's fine.
But no, we'll crack on.
We'll do it really.
We'll do the bit. I don't want to ruin the section. I just really am prairie dogging.
You've already ruined it.
Oh.
No, you haven't. Don't worry. You can shit in a bit.
Okay.
What we're going to do is, before we bring up our special interview, this is ridiculous. We've never done this before. So we normally start off playing word association with my dad to get some words up. And then when an interesting word comes up that triggers a good question, I interrupt the word association. We begin an interview. But I'm not going to be interviewing Dad today. Interviewing Dad today is a very special guest, one of my dad's best friends, Michel Abdelmasih. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. God, there's so much going on. Too much going on. Have a seat, please. Have a seat. Have a seat right here, man. Go sit next to Dad then.
Martin, I think he needs a seat.
Talk into the microphone if you're going to talk.
Oh, you dirty bastard. And I've been paid 40 quid for that.
Yes, if you behave.
40 quid.
Talk into the microphone.
I came all the way from Swiss Cottage for this. Fucking hell. I was promised supper.
Into the mic. Use your microphone.
You tell him and stuff.
I'm not in the fucking recording. Use the microphone.
Shit. Delete. Let's start again.
What the fuck is going on here?
Who the hell are you? You are Nick, mate.
Guys, listen up. Okay, Alex, thank you for the... this is what's going to happen. Lou Spree,
yes.
You're going to play word association with my dad.
Okay. Phil.
Martin.
That's who you are. You're going to play word association with my dad.
I'm not playing with your dad at all.
Michelle.
Okay.
Listen, we don't need your 1960s homophobic jokes now.
Homo what? I mean, this is typically racist, because I'm a bloody foreigner, and he uses big words with four syllables.
Talal thought,
what the fuck is this, mate?
Michelle, listen carefully.
I think Talal was of the impression that we were going to ruin this segment.
Listen!
Yeah.
Listen!
We're doing our best!
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
Right, let's start.
Listen! They're going to play word association. Shut up and listen. When you hear something that triggers a memory of my dad in your head, Michelle, I want you to interrupt the word association and begin interviewing my dad and try and tease a story out of him.
Tease him? Are you crazy?
No, tease it out of him. Like a milk's teat.
I love you.
Habib,
I love you. Ooh.
And I beg you, Michelle, talk into the microphone because it's...
Talk to the microphone.
Otherwise the recording is ruined if you don't. So, if you don't mind, Lou Spree, word association with Mustafa Karkouti. Dad, they're going to say a word. You're going to say the first thing that comes to your head. Go.
Cars.
Driver.
Ambulance.
That's not a word.
It's wrong.
It's illegal, you're right.
Is there some kind of like yellow card?
I think it's reminding Michelle of something.
I'm sorry, Mustafa. I loved you all my life, as you know. Yeah. And I respect you even more. But yeah. As you know, can I tell you something? Yeah. That's not the word.
Not the word.
So I think we should can we have a rerun?
Yeah, we'll start.
Rerun. Try again. Cut, 16 cut. Okay. Cut, 2, go.
Martin.
Trees.
Fruit.
Pears.
Other fruit.
Banana.
That's one.
Curvy.
Ooh. apple bottom jeans.
Bottom?
I'd still need a poo. Does that count?
Apple bottom jeans is cut. Apple bottom jeans and there's boots and there's fur. Was looking at her. She hit the floor. Next thing you know, shorty got low.
Dad,
Michelle, is that legal?
Is that legal?
I think just about. And I'm going to Article 16 or Article 15 nowadays.
As we all know, Article 15.
Absolutely, we've all read the book.
Can I say something very important?
I would love you to.
In Arabic. But I'm not going to do Arabic tonight. Do you know why? Because you speak Arabic too well, you bastard. I know you. This guy's fake. You know. I heard him rehearse his English downstairs. I heard him downstairs to the bar lady said, "Excuse me, can I please have a cup?" And she was shocked. She said, "Why are you saying mine?" Anyway, here you go. What's your real name?
Shall I use your mobile? You
Did you notice? He
fucking hell, what's going on here? Michelle, this is about Dad. Stop focusing on Martin.
Okay.
Fucking hell. Okay, wait. Stop.
Wait, no, chill out. Right. We've got a really important question. Michelle.
Mustafa, is it right that you're initially called Steve?
Yeah.
Mustafa's too big, too many syllables. Yeah. And is it right your name, your nickname, your pet name, your sexy name?
Steve. I love it.
And is it true that your divine, gorgeous, lovely singer wife calls you Mumu?
No.
What does she call you?
Musti. Woo!
So tell us a bit. You're introduced as a man from North Syria.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about the food in North Syria?
Food.
What? We can't talk about sex.
Apple.
Banana.
No, not apples. No.
Tomato.
Talk about
carrots.
What would be your best?
Beetroot.
What is your fondest memory of your childhood?
Fig.
What?
Fig.
Banana.
Dates.
Figs.
I hate everyone on the stage right now. That was Daddy Issues, everybody.
She's crazy. Like.
Thank you very much, Michelle Abdelmasih. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Martin, hey guys, hang on. Martin.
Oh, okay. One sec. Wait, Michelle wants to say something. What, Michelle?
I want to say something. I want you all to give a big round of applause to Talal, because I've known him. Woo! He is a fucking star. He sings as good as he cracks jokes. But the only thing, what you don't know, is he takes his jokes from me. But thank you, Talal,
thank
for inviting
you,
us. Thank you,
Michelle Abdelmasih and Lou Spree, everybody. Woo! Let's get Alex Sibright back up, Luke Valvona back on the stage, and we're also going to bring up Georgie Morrill, Lee Brace, and Holly Mallet!
Wow.
All coming up. Because we have questions, Dad. Here they come. Very good. All right.
Well, oh my God. Christmas is at your place, was really flying.
It is. It's a nightmare. Grab a seat wherever you like.
Oh, do we get on there?
Grab a seat wherever you like. I'll just sit over here.
I'm going to sit next to your father.
Okay. So, guys, any follow-up questions?
What was that?
We should have just left them on the stage, mate.
We can't follow that, Talal.
My question is, what would you put in a fruit salad?
Wow, list them one by one.
I don't know, but it would be musty.
Carry on, pile them up.
Oh. Pile up the questions. Any more questions? Dad wants 10 questions at once.
Yeah. Who's your favourite Batman?
Where's Figs?
Yeah. What are they?
Oh, there's no answers.
My dad's a big Bukkake fan. Bring him 10 at once and he'll answer them all.
Is it anything to do with your moustache? Musty?
No. When I mentioned Figs, I had no moustache.
No, Musty Dad. She's talking about the nickname Musty.
Oh, nickname.
I thought it was like a double meaning.
No.
Yeah, I guess it is. Was
it sounded hot. I don't know. Did me?
Yeah. Did the name did the name start off as Mustard and then go to Musty?
And then it grew into
Mustard. Okay,
what I want to know
is it your hot and spicy?
It started
like
Mush.
Mush.
which means suck in Arabic.
Yeah.
Ah.
I don't want to know anymore. I rescind my
question.
I don't know.
Is that anything to do with the mustache?
Which one?
And your favourite Batman? Yeah, who's your favourite Batman?
Ah, Batman.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. So, Dad, who's your favourite actor who has played a Batman on screen?
Batman.
You know who Batman is. Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you what.
Just Batman.
I'll tell you what. No, this is a much better question, Lee. Dad, describe to us and everyone here, for people who might not know, who is Batman?
Yeah, Batman.
Yeah.
Who isn't he, really?
We'd probably best ask who is Alfred, to be honest.
He could be here
Who is Batman? Describe him.
Batman.
Yeah.
That's the theme song. That's,
oh, we know that.
That's his name.
But who is he?
Batman.
Okay, I think that's got superhero Tourette's. Okay, that'll do. That's
one last chance, Dad. Who is he?
Batman.
Right, okay.
So how many times you were?
Mustafa Karkouti, everyone! Thank you, Baba. You're the greatest. I love you, Baba. That was Daddy Issues! Thank you very much, Lee Brace! Georgie Morrow! Thank you so much.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
All right, Daddy Issues. Oh my God, no, you're fucking hell.
What was?
I don't know what happened. That interview
that
just
moment
completely
is
lost control of it.
What the frig?
I got high watching that interview.
Yeah,
like it fucked me up.
Yeah. How's everyone doing? They all right?
Yeah. My mum bought my dad a stripper once for his birthday, and I had to watch him get a lap dance.
So why don't we ask him that question?
I know.
Fucking fruit.
Fruit.
Batman. Oh, he bought a stripper once.
Another show. She put cream on his hands and made him rub her and stuff. And everyone regretted it.
How old were you at the time?
12.
How many times has the video been shown at Christmas?
So,
let's build
the
video out again.
You
let's
guys ain't seen nothing. Alright, we've only got a couple more segments left. Is everyone having a good time?
Yeah!
Fucking hell, yeah. This is wild. Max Power on the tech there. Max Power is the founder and main runner of K2KRadio.com, where we do our show every week live on Fridays, 6 o'clock on K2K Radio. If you want to hear it live, if you want to hear it 3 weeks later, listen to the podcast.
3 weeks, you're hopeful.
I've been catching up. But Max, really, I want to say a huge thank you, because obviously without you, this wouldn't be a thing. And we came up with the idea together. We came up with the name of the show together and the logo and everything. So big ups, Max Power. You're a fucking legend. Thank you. K2KRadio.com, by the way, is 24 hours. It's not just on Fridays at 6. You can listen to it anytime, K2KRadio.com. And they play all sorts of great music. Check it out. And I will do plugs now real quick. Go to thelilshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at thelilshow and on Facebook / The Lil Show. But we're running a Patreon page at the moment. Does anyone know what Patreon is? Yeah. It's like a fundraising thing, but rather than ask people to donate like large amounts, you subscribe. So every time we upload a podcast, we take an American dollar from you. And that will go towards paying for better guests and... I didn't mean that! No! That's not what I meant!
That's how you only meet a room, isn't it?
That's not what I meant! Paying for more expensive guests. We have people I've asked to be on it, and they're like, oh yeah, what's the fee? And I'm like, well, what do you mean, what's the fee? It's a podcast. So it's like, some people, they ask for a fee, and...
How much did Scott
Kapura
charge you?
Shala, shut up!
He didn't charge him nothing. Brother.
You know, the show's amazing. I'm really proud of it, but we want to improve it. And we're also going to, so that kind of money will go towards, and also just covering up these guys here, Luke and Alex, for 2 years. Been coming every week, alternately. And taking time out of work to do it. Going away from their wives or what's the other halves or whatever. Taking time out of their personal life just to come and deal with my fucking narcissistic bullshit. And it really means a great deal. Thank you to you guys as well. Oh. Well. And I want to be able to pay them. So that's what the patron's about.
All I can say to Al is, it's about time.
2 years.
2 years, you haven't thanked us. It's about time you thanked us.
And paid us.
Yeah, well, thanks for waiting.
That's all right. And the reason we waited.
Cunt. I will make that word funny one day.
No, you won't.
Okay, I won't. All right. So please search. Go to patreon.com and search for The Lil Show. You'll find it. Or just pop money in the bucket at the back of the room. Let's move on, shall we?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Colin Mockery named this segment.
Oh. Just name up for you.
And...
Clang. Thanks, Talal, but please don't use my name anymore.
What are you talking about?
That was the email I gave you. You just read the top bit.
So I'd like to welcome to the stage to play this next game with us, Heather Shaw, Henry Rowe, and Lee Brace. Lee Brace coming back as well, yeah.
Very good.
Welcome. And we're going to play a little something called... Oh, this is a... We all settled in?
I'm just wondering right? Where the mics are.
Good stuff.
There should be another mic somewhere.
Yeah, there's
Did somebody go and sit down with their mic?
Six in total.
Oh, no, all right, we're good.
Good. We can edit that out. Yeah. So, this is a game called Unlikely Bedfellows. Yes! Welcome to Unlikely Bedfellows. It's the blind date game of the 21st century. It's a dating show where we match up unlikely lovers on incredible dates. And we're going to find, hopefully, create love tonight for the first time. Because it's never happened before. Please let me welcome my automaton co-host of the show, Lovatron. Come onto the stage.
Hello, Talal.
Hello, Lovatron. How are you?
I am perfectly working, perfect order.
Great.
How is live show going?
Live show's going good, I think.
Good.
Although a couple of people just left.
Good. Well, you know, screw them.
Yeah, I think they don't like robots. Maybe they're robots.
That's just...
Is there like a If you're racist towards robots, what's the term?
I don't know.
Robophobe!
No, that's stupid.
Okay. You're kind of losing your computer.
No, I am not.
Tomba there.
Never.
Okay, it's back.
Never would.
Lovatron, I always ask you this.
You do?
What's the state of love today?
Love levels are at high capacity. Everyone loves everyone apart from the Trump man and everyone else.
But you believe that everyone
50%
has...
50% of the world loves each other. 50% does not. Actually, 49% does not. There's 1% that doesn't give a shit either way.
But you believe that love exists in every person, don't you?
Most people.
Not, so, oh, okay.
Not all.
Okay.
I'm just like that.
Who in this world...
Pessimist.
Who in this world doesn't have an ounce of love in them?
Computing. Ant or deck.
Just one of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whichever.
Well, Lovatron, it's time to ask you who our contestants are today.
Okay. Running system. Error. No names.
What do you mean? You normally just print out a piece of paper with the names of the contestants.
Ask audience.
Okay.
We have an audience, but I don't use them.
Well, it seems like Lovatron needs a bit of help, guys. Are you up for helping him out?
Yeah.
I need a name from you. Let me finish before you shout out. I need a name from you of a celebrity, alive or dead, or a fictional character, or a very prominent person that everyone would have heard of. Any ideas? Sorry?
Muhammad Ali.
Entered into the computer. There we go. Muhammad Ali.
Picking random.
Ooh.
It is Henry Rowe.
Oh, Henry Rowe be portraying Muhammad Ali. Thanks for breaking the third wall there.
All right.
Fourth wall. All right, who's our next?
Just a wall.
Yeah.
Just any wall.
Any wall.
Break that wall.
Joan Rivers.
Does everyone here know Joan?
Joan Rivers is here!
Attributing.
Where the gays at? It's me, your queen!
Okay, Joan Rivers accepted.
Attributing to Heather Shaw.
Your 3D printer is really fast.
Yeah,
Lovatron.
It's the best.
All right, we need another one. Anyone else? Wait, shut up. Let's have a fictional character this time. Any fictional characters?
Pop.
You've already done one. Captain Planet.
He's a hero.
Harry Potter.
Captain Birdseye.
I'm going to go with Captain Planet.
Captain Planet.
Yeah.
Captain Planet attributed to Luke Valvona.
Luke Valvona is Captain Planet. Very good. And final one. One more fictional or celebrity.
Blackbeard.
The pirate.
Elvis Presley.
No, the chef.
Elvis Presley says my dad. Mustafa said Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley. Attributed to...
Are we all right with Elvis?
Lee
yeah.
Price.
Okay.
Too bad if he is.
I have to listen to Dad. I'm sorry, guys. All right, Elvis Presley it is. I'm going to... Thank you, Lovatron, for your help. Lovatron, everyone.
It's all right. Thanks, Scott. Nothing better to do.
So now let's move on to the interview section. Oh, it's a bit quiet there. There we go. All right, please welcome to the stage our first guest.
Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali. Welcome to Muhammad Ali to the stage. Hello, Mohammed.
Hello.
Hi. formerly Cassius Clay, of course.
Yes.
But you don't like that name.
No, Mohammed.
Mohammed Ali. Can yes. I call you Momo?
No.
Okay. So, so you seem like a pretty serious guy at the moment. You've always been a pretty tough guy.
Tough guy, yes.
You've been. People are very proud. You're very renowned around the world. People respect you. Does that become a bit overwhelming sometimes?
No, I like it. I like it a lot.
You feel like you've earned it, do you?
Definitely, yes.
Yeah? So what brings you here today? How come you're lonely looking for love? What's going on, Mohammed?
I just want to fight the stereotypes. I want to find love. I just want to find love in the eye of the beholder. I want to fly like a butterfly. I'm sort of so high.
With love?
With love, yes.
Wow. And what kind of ideal partner would you be after? What turns you on, Muhammad Ali?
Someone who'd like to fight me.
Oh, you want someone rough? Someone who could stand up to you?
Stand up to me, yes.
Wow.
Intellectually and physically.
Oh, okay. Intellectually. So what are some of your intellectual interests?
poetry, sightseeing.
Well, like urban exploration, that kind of thing?
Oh, yes.
Yeah? What's some of your favourite sights around the world that you've seen?
Oh, Canary Wharf, the underground. It's beautiful.
What's so great about it? What do you like about it?
It's dark and mysterious. Mm-hmm. And you have to fight for your life to get out.
Oh, it's like a rough area.
Yes. The underground of Canary Wharf.
Have you got a story to tell? Something that happened there?
Well, I was going down there. I thought, let's explore this. Let's just see the world. And I met a mouse. It was very terrifying. Have you not seen the mice of the underground?
On the tube, yeah, they're cute.
They're terrifying. Oh. When there's 15,000 of them coming towards you.
Oh, there was a lot of them.
There was a lot of them, yes.
Are you sure it wasn't a train?
No, I know the difference between a train and an animal.
15,000 mice.
Nice, yes. Okay. And I had to fight for my life. I had to fight every one of them. I bit them. I tore their heads off.
You just didn't punch them?
I punched some of them.
You did, okay.
Cool. But, you know, I'm religious. We don't punch animals. We just rip their heads off.
So, thank you for coming. I hope to find you love tonight, Muhammad Ali.
Thank you.
And please make your way backstage, and we'll send you onto your date venue very shortly. Muhammad Ali, everybody! Please welcome to the stage our next guest, Joan Rivers! Joan Rivers is here.
Wow.
Hello!
Hello!
Hey!
Guess who's back, bitches?
I'm guessing Joan.
That's right.
Yes, yes. Welcome back, Joan. It's good to have you here.
It's good. It's good to be here.
So you're back in the realm of the living.
Yes.
Or did you actually not die? Were you just in hiding? Or what was
going on? It's always hard to tell when you're on your 50th face layer. I wasn't breathing. But what's new with that?
Do you have, like, equipment to help you breathe these days? Or who does the breathing for you? What's going on there?
I've got people who are willing to help out in that chest area.
Uh-huh. Is that the three guys standing behind you that I can see there working a bunch of various...
They're working all right. Yeah. They're earning their keep.
You've got some if pumps and stuff.
Yeah.
Cool. But you're here looking for love, Joan.
As you know, I'm all about the love. After I died, my 17th husband left. And I said to him, I came back from the grave and I said, my stillness didn't bother you before. What's changed?
Fair point. Yeah, absolutely. What has changed? But no, he wouldn't do with it and he's left and now you're here looking for love and I hope to help you there. We need some information. Lovatron is listening to everything we're saying. So I want to know, you know, what your turn-ons, what you're looking for in a partner.
I'll turn me on like a lamp. Because I'm part robot now. So the on switch is a pretty good place to start.
So someone who can literally turn you on.
Literally turn me on.
Okay, great.
That's number one. Number two. I need a bringer. I've got a lot of gigs coming up. I need someone to come with me. You gotta bring people now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna establish myself on the circuit again.
Oh yeah, because you've had a bit of a break and
fame
dies quickly, doesn't it?
It's
and real quick, Joan, some of your turn-offs. Any turn-offs? Something you're not.
Well, again, coincidentally, the off switch, and also just you know, gays. I've got a vagina and it needs to be served.
Fair enough. Thank you very much, Joan Rivers! All right, please welcome to the stage, Captain Planet!
Hi, Planeteers!
Hey, Captain, I haven't seen you for years, man.
Well, I've been flying about.
But... You know, I used to watch you a lot as a kid, and ever since I last saw you, the environment has gotten worse, dude.
Yeah, well, it's a big planet, and I'm captain of it.
But do you feel like you've...
I've been in Antarctica.
What have you been doing there?
Saving the penguins.
And yet their population continues to dip.
That's what they want you to think.
Who?
The penguins. Oh,
the penguins want us to think that.
I've put them in hiding.
Oh, why?
So that they won't get hunted anymore.
Oh, that's actually quite clever. Yeah. But what about the rest of the environment, dude? You know? When are you going to go visit, you know, the current president of the US?
I visited him, and I told him that...
Oh, yeah, you went and met Trump.
Yeah.
Number 45.
Mm. I told him that global warming is a myth.
What?
And, well, I've been running a pretty good racket all these years. But he went and told everyone.
What, you were just trying to keep him from getting in on your game?
Yeah.
Oh, that backfired, didn't it?
Yeah, he's just too damn honest.
So I so you're here now looking for love, Captain America. Yeah. You looking for a partner in saving the world or just someone to spend your off time with? Or,
well,
what's going on?
My power is based on 5 power rings.
Yes.
Yes.
Where's wind?
Wind.
Earth,
water,
fire,
and
heart.
You remember?
Yeah, I do remember. I'm quite starstruck, actually. And the point is?
I just need a bit more heart. Aww. To power my Captain Planetness. I've got to save those penguins.
Okay. So what kind of person are you looking for, Captain?
Well, what I would ideally like is somebody who really cares about the environment and pretending that global warming happens.
Pretend? You're really confusing me, bro. What do you mean? Pretending?
Yeah.
Well, it's not happening?
No, it's a myth.
The Chinese are... No, you can't fool me. I know you're tricking me. This is what you did to Trump.
It's, you see, the best legends such as Captain Planet, are all based on myths.
So you've got to throw out some contrarianisms out there to keep
yeah.
people wondering.
Keep
is it real?
Guessing.
Is it not real?
Yeah.
But you're, you know, the balance, the fucking fate of the planet is balance on the balance here.
Yeah, don't tell anyone that global warming is a myth.
Wait, it's not a myth.
Yes, that's the attitude.
Fucking Captain Planet, everyone.
Remember, the power is yours.
And finally, Elvis Presley is on stage. Elvis Presley! How you doing there, Elvis?
Well, thanks. Nice to be here. Adam Subiscotti here. It's great.
It's good to have you, man.
Thanks. It's biscotti. I said biscotti earlier. I was in London. I had some biscotti earlier. Thank you very much.
You had some biscotti?
Yeah, you're welcome.
Was it good biscotti?
It was the finest. That's all woman with a kid. It's great.
What brand was it?
Say again?
What brand was it?
The kid is just a human
No,
candy.
The biscotti.
Oh, it's a guy. It's a one kind of supermarkets here. I saw a poodle. Had a face. It's great. Thank you very much.
Okay.
What time is it?
We're nearly done.
No, they're going to be closed. Go on. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Elvis, wow. I'm starstruck. We've had legend after legend
me
tonight.
Me too. Thank you very much. Reminds me of a story of a time.
You're in good company. Again.
Thank you.
No, wait.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That's a biscotti. That's fantastic.
Yeah, we know about a biscotti. again, you've been away for a while.
Never been in prison. She was 14. She found a legal contract. She was 14.
I never meant to imply prison. You've just been away from the public sphere.
Oh yeah, it's a great arm. Thank you very much. Yeah. It's a great arm. Got a pier in the sea. It's fantastic.
You're welcome.
Cool.
But you're back. Are you still doing the singing, or you moved into comedy or storytelling? What's going on here?
It's funny story. Is I'm dead now.
You are dead.
I'm dead now, so I can't do the singing anymore. So I'm just secret shopping. Secret shopping's my name.
And but you're here looking for love today.
Well, It's full of stories.
Someone to...
It's a turkey neck. It's kind of a turkey neck, but go on. Thank you very much.
You're looking for someone to love you tender, you know, be there.
I don't want no man.
Someone, What kind of partner are you after?
I don't want no man. So give us one of you. Give us one of your geese. I don't mind which kind. You know what I'm saying? Thank you very much. but not a geese. Not a geese as in like, you know, like a swan geese. That'd be weird. So say, you know what I'm saying?
What kind of geese?
Someone with a neck.
And what are your turn-offs?
Well, no biscotti has got to be the one. Justin Bieber. Is it Bieber? Justin Bieber? I don't like no Justin Bieber. I don't mind no Justin Bieber. I don't care what you say about thank you very much. Those guys will be here learning. It's good to be learning, like singing a song. Now, no, I'm dead. I don't do it anymore. So.
Elvis Presley, everybody!
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and you're welcome. All right, wonderful stuff. Lovatron computed?
Yeah.
Okay. Lovatron. Let me give Lovatron a whack there.
My God.
Okay. Lovatron, you got all that information?
Yep, got it
all. Okay, now it's up to you to create the perfect matchup, yeah?
Yep.
So is that, I hope that part of your system is working. Is your matching unit working?
Starting. No.
There's some smoke coming out of the back of the
house. God almighty.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I'm on fire.
Okay.
No, I can't do it. Sorry.
Shall I just...
probably ask the audience.
Okay. So, audience, Lovatron's not functioning, I'm afraid.
I'm sorry.
So, we're going to pair up
mean to be.
Our wannabe romanticizers.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Lovatron's fine. Okay, I'm just going to switch you off there. We've got to match these guys up. So, I want you to answer genuinely here because we want to create love here tonight, don't we?
Yeah.
We want to find the perfect couple, right? Yeah. Okay. Don't shout about it or anything. So I'm going to ask you, we're going to go down the line. I want you to tell me who would make the best... So I'm going to start with Joan Rivers, okay? Yeah. Who do you want to see Joan... Hold up, I'm going to go one by one. It's a voting system. So when I point at the peer person, you cheer if you want them to go on a date with that person, okay? So do you want to see Joan Rivers go on a date with Muhammad Ali?
Yeah!
Tepid. We'd like to see Joan Rivers go on a date with Elvis Presley? Yeah! Oh, that's a strong one. Joan Rivers with Captain Planet?
Yeah.
Elvis Presley?
Yeah.
Elvis Presley. All right, Joan Rivers paired up with Elvis Presley, and that means, of course, that Muhammad Ali is paired up with Captain Planet. You two can swap things there. And I'm going to whisk you away now. I'm going to whisk you away now to our house restaurant. I haven't quite landed on a term there. I'm going to whisk you away now to our restaurant that we have. It's called the Derrière de Riviera. It's a French restaurant. And I believe Pierre is there now. He's on the line there. Pierre, are you there?
Et bonjour, Talal.
Ah, Pierre, how are you?
Ça va?
Yes, oui, bon.
Oh, bonjour.
Bon. I've got a couple of dates heading your way.
Oh, Pierre. Of course, it's that time of day, isn't it? It's time for love to happen.
Yes, Pierre. Oh, you going to help him?
I might as well. Nothing else to do.
Okay, you just let me know when the first couple arrives.
I think the first one's coming.
Oh, okay, now. Good luck.
Welcome, Joan Rivers. It's been so long.
Yeah, they must call it the Derrière. They should call it just Ashak, okay?
We will change the name for you, yes. And look who's with you even longer. It has been Mr. Elvis, the King of Pop. Michael Jackson, that was. No way. King of Rock and Roll, Mr. Presley. How are you, Aaron?
It's funny because when you say pop, it's like a voice kind of pops in my ear. It's like, well, pop, you could be brain dead if you can't handle that.
Excellent. Pop. Please, come to your seats. Take a chair. John Rivers, you like the chair here? Sit down.
I'm going to be honest with you. Half of my body is made of wood, so I can support myself.
Bon. Excellent.
What's the pie of the day?
And Mr. Presley, please, next to...
What's the pie of the day? If you got a pie of the day...
Pie of the day.
I think you've had enough pie for both of us.
Hold on, darling. Hold on. Let me just find out what the pie of the day is and we can continue this kind of day. What's the pie of the day?
Pie of the day is pork.
I knew it would be. It's pork.
Oh, I can't... Listen, is this the voice of someone who can have pork? Oh, is this the voice of someone who can have pork?
Of course.
I don't think we will not be having the pork, no, okay? I am a kosher.
I was hoping
do you know
we'd
what
be
that means? I coast along in life. No pork.
No pork for the lady. That's unfortunate for you, it Mr. Presley. Now, please. Little joke. would anyone like any drinks?
What's the pie of the day? Are you going to pie of the day?
Pie of the day is pork.
No, the pan of the day.
Pie of the day is also pork.
I'll have a pan of the pork. No, I just give a baby sham.
Okay, and yourself.
Do you have the blood of a youth?
We do. Yes, we do.
All right.
Do you want the male or
is
female?
Is she a good-looking mind?
Good-looking one.
Give me two of them. Give me two of them.
Coming right up, you two mingle.
So do you want some crisps? I can get some crisps. Knick-knacks, kind of Golden Wonder kind of career. Thank you very much. It's lovely to be here. It's lovely to be here in Albany.
You remind me a lot of the male comics on their circuit. You say a lot, but you're not saying much at all.
Well, thank you very much.
I like it.
Thank you very much. Well, you say all the words.
I say exactly what's on my mind. And some people say that's, you know, being socially awkward. Yeah. I say telling it like it is.
Yeah, I say it's loud, but it's fine. Can we get the check, please?
One pint of pork.
Oh,
if you want to hear loud, you should take me to the bedroom because, woo, that is a loud silence. I am not enthusiastic. I will not be doing any work. Half my body is made of jellyfish. They do not perform.
I'm not going to take you to the bedroom. I'm going to take you out for a walk.
And do your drink, yes. Someone else is coming through the door. Hold on 1 second. Look who it is. It's Muhammad Ali. You are the greatest boxer
in the world.
In the world ever when you were alive.
Now still. You?
Are you?
Yes.
I'll have to check that. We'll Google that later. Not a problem. I'm pretty sure he died. And Captain El Capitan, Mr. Captain Planet?
Hi, Planeteer.
Hello. I have a ring.
Ah, wonderful.
Please go and sit down at the table. Can I get you any...
Is this chair sustainably sourced?
Probably.
That'll be a £50 fine.
Brilliant. You can come again, you're fun. What drinks would you like?
Ooh, the spirit of the water.
Spirit of the water from Muhammad Ali, very popular choice.
I'll have water, water, water.
Okay, four waters for you, and I'll be right back.
It's one of my five powers.
I know. I have a ring. Go on, mingle.
That's not a power ring. It's just a ring.
Yes.
I recommend the pork.
Are you fighting him?
I wasn't planning to. I was planning to just tax him for everything that he's done that's against the environment.
But that's fighting. I like fighting.
Yeah, we like to fight pollution.
Tell me more.
Well, sometimes I get together with my planeteers.
Yes.
And we... kick the shit out
out
of corporations.
Yes.
I like to pollute.
Oh, that sounds good.
Are you getting off on this?
I like fighting.
Okay, well...
But yes, you can tell me all about your fighting and I will listen.
Well, this one time, there was this great big oil spillage.
Oh, yes.
And we fought the people who spilled it.
Interesting.
excuse me, Elvis Presley and Joan Rivers. You've devoured those drinks. That's amazing. Now listen, what would you like from the menu?
I was in the middle of a story. Can I continue?
Absolutely. You continue, I'll shut up.
And then
I'll just stand patiently here.
And then the trousers fell down and she went, "Oi, that's enough, man." Go on. You can come back now. Thank you very much.
The thing here is, I think you and me could make a great partnership because you're saying stuff I don't want to listen, but you don't mind.
I've got a great man.
And you know what else? Well. You've got a lot of junk in the trunk there. Now I could put that ass to good use. I've been looking for a new elbow.
a new what?
A new elbow.
Elbow?
I got loads of elbows. I made this one out of gardening grease.
Spat on me there. You kind of spat on my face a little bit.
Ah, you'll get more fluids than that on your face, if you know what I mean.
Oh, shit.
Hello? What's wrong? Is this thing on?
Unfortunately.
I charged $200 for that joke in Montreal.
She's talking about coming on a face there.
I love it. I'll come back.
No, you stay here. I need your help, man.
Fine. What would you like from the menu?
Give me a water bottle and two copies of Motor Road.
On it. And yourself, Miss.
Bring me a small child to form my shin bone.
Oh, good God.
Okay, I'll be right back. You too, yes. What would you like from the menu?
I would like something grown from the earth, then cooked with fire, and then... and then blown with wind.
Wind.
Kay. If you want wind, honey, you need to talk to my third husband. Nothing but hot air, just...
I'm surprised you get
that. Oh, come on! Hello! Restaurant ears!
She's very loud. We're 14 tables away.
I don't even know why we gave her a microphone. I really don't, but she insisted. So you want wind, fire, plantation...
And while you're at it, can you put on some music?
Sure, certainly. Let me just do the...
I hope it's not Justin Bieber. I don't like it. It's again Justin Bieber.
Baby!
We got some music coming up. Justin Bieber. Yep. Muhammad Ali, what would you like?
I would like to have a lobster that I can break down and destroy.
You're good. Yes. Okay, I will go get that for you. Talal, back in the studio. Talal?
Hello?
Hey.
Oh, hey, how Pierre? How you doing? How's it going down there?
Pretty exhausted, if I'm honest. That John Rivers has a mouth.
Oh, yeah. Well, are you seeing any sparks? Are you seeing any potential love?
I think John Rivers and Elvis Presley could very well be having, fuck tonight.
Well, that's exciting.
Very.
Oh, how about Muhammad and Captain Planet? How are they getting on?
They like the fighting.
They like fighting.
It's going to be a very explosive relationship, I think.
Captain Planet kind of dominated that conversation, right?
A little bit. But it's not really a bad thing when you think about it. Muhammad Ali is a good listener.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
is Muhammad there? Is Muhammad there? Can you ask him how he feels about the date? How did his date go?
Muhammad, how do you feel about the date for Talal? He's in my hero.
I do it very good. I think we have potential.
Did you hear that?
Potential.
He did hear that, yes.
Well, that's great. It sounds like a very successful edition of Unlikely Bedfellow.
I think there will be a big orgy.
A big orgy! Thank you!
Terrible.
Please help me thank Heather Shaw, Lee Brace, Henry Rowe. Thank you very much, my cherubs.
Oh,
you're all amazing. All right, guys, that's about it. But we've got enough time for our very last segment. It's going to be a blast. Please, let's get Improvisational up on the stage. Please, Improvisational. It's our very last segment. It's a nice, quick one. You guys have been waiting all night for this. I hope you have been enjoying yourselves. Where is the bloody jingle? Oh, here it is.
I'm going to sit down.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Ask Me No Questions. I'll tell you no rhymes.
Ask me no questions, I'll tell you no rhymes. Answer it rhymes with the previous line. Then the next person rhymes with the question. If I mention the name of the game, it's ask me the questions, I'll tell you no rhymes.
That's right, yes. Ask me a question, tell you no rhymes. Improvisational, how are you doing?
Yeah, we're good, man. How are you?
Very good.
Thanks for hanging around.
We had no choice, we were on that.
No, that's very true.
Fucking love these guys. You guys have been on the show as much as Lou Spree. You and Lou Spree are both kind of equal in terms of most times on the show. How does that make you feel?
Privileged.
Yeah, good.
Very privileged.
Lou Spree, everyone.
Obviously, we couldn't get away with ending this night without having you guys do a quick game with us. It is going to be quick. We're going to play something called Ask Me No Questions, I'll Tell You No Rhymes. It's a rap game.
Hell yeah.
If you
see how white we are, you'll know this will end very quickly.
Yes, it will end quickly. Let me just get the song ready. And it's ready. Okay, so how it works is I play a beat, and then we get a location from you that we're in, and then I'm going to rap to Luke a question, and he has to answer me in rap to the beat, and it has to rhyme with my question.
Whoa.
That's the hard bit.
Whoa.
And then he goes and asks Alex a question. His answer has to rhyme with Luke's question. Alex will then ask Cherry. Cherry will ask Neil. Neil asks Nathan. Neil, I got you guys mixed up.
Are you
Fee? I've been here for years and I don't do, so.
White boys, they all look the same, innit, bruv?
All right, guys, we've had like 30 people on this stage tonight. I think we should be very chuffed. Do we need a quick practice round?
Oh, God.
We might think one as well.
One practice round. After the practice round, we're going to start eliminating motherfuckers. If someone fails to stick to the beat, if someone fails to rhyme, or if someone says shirt or face, they're out, okay? and that's how the eliminations work. So let's just get on with it.
Those are my two strong words for now.
Yes. You can't ask me where did I get my shirt, and you can't ask me how is my face. They won't stand. Okay, can we have a location from the audience? Where are we?
Barbers.
At the Barbers. Thank you very much. Yo, Luke.
Yeah.
How's this cut?
That cut is looking rather nuts. Hey, Alex, number two.
Thanks, man. I just had a poo. Hey, Jerry. Like your tights.
You like my tights? Terrible. Well, I like your height. Hey, Nathan, where are you from today?
I'm from the Hey, Neil. Where's your beard from?
My beard's from the shop that sells thongs. Hey, Talal, what's that beard?
It is rather weird. And that's how it works. Yeah. Very good. Well
Instead
done, everyone.
Pointing out your tights. That's how it
works. You see, when the pressure is mounted on, you end up asking questions like, where's your beard from?
It's a barber's.
It's like, I like your tights.
It's to be expected.
Unbelievable.
But now we're going to enter elimination mode before we wrap up the night. So, straight back into it. We still at the Barbers, or should we get a new location?
Lidl.
We're in Lidl. Here we go. We'll get another location after someone's eliminated, so keep thinking of them. Here we go. We're at Lidl. I'll start again. One. Here we go. Yeah. Yo, Luke, can you believe the price of these beans?
Yes, I can. Do you know what that means, Alex?
What?
Buy one, get one free.
Fantastic. I will take three. Hey, Jerry, would you like a bag?
I'd like a bag. Oh, you old hag. Nathan, how'd you get here?
I got here by taking the pier. Hey, Neil, would you like some chicken?
I'd love some chicken. It's finger licking. Hey, Talal.
What?
Carrots are half price.
Oh my God, that's really fucking nice. Yo, Luke, the staff hero looking shabby.
That's right, they came from that abbey. Hey, Alex.
Yes?
Spillage on aisle three.
Oh, great. I'll go not do a wee. Hey, Jerry, even I've got your name.
That's all right.
Oh! My bad.
Whoa, elimination. There was definitely elimination there. What happened?
Alex,
I turned and then he said Talal for some reason. Then went Sherry. I forgot your name.
I'm sorry, I'd say it was my fault, but it wasn't.
Alex is eliminated! Yay! And he's also... Yeah, he's eliminated. I was about to kick you off the stage, but I'll resist.
No, I'm staying here.
All right, so Alex is the last one out, so we'll begin with Luke asking Sherry a question. If we can have a new location.
A cave.
We're in a cave. Luke, we're in a cave asking Cherry, go.
Go. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah. Rocking that beat. Hey, Cherry. What's that dripping?
The drip? Oh, what a big flip. Oh, Nathan. How'd you get here?
I got here. Shipping is here. And you... Would you start a fire?
I would start a fire with conniver. Hey, Talal.
What?
It's really, really cold.
I know it is, and this is getting old. Yo, Luke.
Uh-huh.
How do we get out?
We get out by the water spout. Hey, Cherry. What's that echo?
I want to see where that echo.
No! Elimination. Cherry.
Very well considered.
Cherry, you're out. You're out. I'm sorry. Well done, Cherry, everyone. Oh my God. All right, we're getting through it. All right, so Cherry's out. That means Luke asking Nathan a question first. What's our location?
U-Bend. Prison.
A U-Bend? Prison. I like prison. Prison. We're in prison. A U-Bend. We're in prison. Luke, when you're ready. Yeah. Mm.
Hey, Nathan, do you want to break out?
Do I want
to?
Nathan, what happened there, man?
My mind just went blank. I was still thinking of picking up soap. I mean, that's where my mind was.
Well, You can go fantasize about that now that you're free.
Oh, wait, wait.
Nathan, everyone. Nathan. All right, we're going to start again. Let's get a new location. What's on? Treehouse. We're in a treehouse. We're in a treehouse. Nathan's up. Luke, again, you starting asking Neil whenever you're ready in a treehouse.
Yeah. Hey, Neil, have you got a rope ladder?
I've got loads of rope, you silly spider. I hate to laugh.
What?
This tree's rather high.
I know it is, but eat this pie. Luke!
Yeah?
What if I pushed you out?
And then I'd fall to the ground and fall flat.
Hey, that didn't rhyme! That didn't rhyme! That didn't rhyme. Luke, you're out, bro. Oh. Shit. Sorry to hear that, man.
You got a big R. I don't think I did.
Alex.
Shit.
Get a stopwatch ready on your phone, please. Oh, because we're into our final round now. Ooh. On your feet, Neil.
Please.
This is where we battle off. We're not playing, we're gonna do an old school 8 mile hip hop battle.
Oh, great.
Okay, we need a location. I like Purgatory. Purgatory wins. Purgatory. We're in Purgatory.
How many lines do we get?
Yeah. We get 20 seconds each. So we're two spirits in Purgatory.
Great.
And we've got 20 seconds to diss the other one.
Who goes first?
Let's flip a... Who goes first? Let's flip a coin.
Who's the most scared to go first?
They should, no,
I think it's equal measure right now.
Call it in the air. Call it in the air.
Heads.
It's heads. You get to pick.
I will go second.
All right, you're going second. We get 20 seconds.
Yep, 20 seconds.
If you
seconds.
Can see that, yeah, if we're in like mid-flow, you can give us 22, it's fine.
No.
Okay, no.
I'm being strict. Say when.
Is this too fast?
Faster, mate.
Okay.
Born ready.
Yep. All right, we're in Purgatory.
Okay. One, two, three, go.
Yo, Neil!
Yep.
You're a motherfucking slacker. You can't even belong here because you're whacker. I can't believe your spirit exists because your spirit is a piece of shit. You're dressed like a white boy, look like a white boy. You'll spend your whole life being a fucking white boy, especially now you're a ghost. Especially now you're a ghost. You'll be whiter than white ever. Boys. And white people can't rap. So bring it on, pretty flat.
Boom.
Come back. Go back.
I've only been here for a single day, but I know that you're not the kind of guy I want to play with. You come up here with your shirt all nice, but everybody knows that you're thicker than spice. I wouldn't take you out for lunch. I wouldn't even call you after brunch. You're the worst person that I've ever seen. Is it heaven or hell? It's pretty mean. Oh, is that 20?
Oh, that's 20. Yeah, exactly. Oh. I can guess you won there, but who thinks I won?
Yeah?
Who thinks Neil won? Yeah. Okay, congratulations. Amazing. That was Ask Me No Questions, No I'll Give You No Rhymes. And that was also The Lil Show Live, TLS Lounge 2. Thank you very much, everyone, for being here. We love you for sticking around. Thank you. It's been a great night. It's been a long night, but well done. Get home safe. If you want to stick around for a drink, I'm going to go downstairs for a drink because this place kicks out now. So have a safe journey or come join me downstairs for a drink. There's a bucket at the back. Please follow us, subscribe on the iTunes, tell all your mates about it. And what else we need to say, Alex?
I think that's about it. I think we're done.
Okay, they're already done.
Yeah, everyone's going now. Everyone's leaving.
Okay, hold up, guys. Listen up. Stop. Listen.
Whoa.
Listen, this is the most important part of the show. Guys, this is the most important part of the show. Luke Valvona, any last words?
No.
Okay then, in that case, good night everybody, thank you!
Same old shit but both wheels. You can tell me your name, but out of nowhere.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.